This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. When the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments this week in two cases involving gay marriage, you could literally see the debate on, of all places, Facebook.
Been on Facebook the past 2 days, you've probably seen a lot of this symbol. A lot of people are changing their profile pictures to this, showing their support for same-sex marriage. It's the logo for the Human Rights Campaign.
And that's from a local newscast in Detroit, Michigan, but lots of people were talking about the sudden appearance of a red equal sign on a red background, replacing the profile pictures of quite a few people on Facebook, a show of support for gay marriage. Here to talk about this social media phenomenon is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, first question. Was this Facebook symbolizing a show of grassroots support or a really clever PR campaign? In other words, how'd this thing get started?
Well, is there really any difference between a grassroots campaign and a really clever PR campaign in this age of social media? I'm not so sure. You know, this got started because the Human Rights Campaign, which is a pro-gay rights advocacy group, started passing this image around on Monday as the first arguments were being heard before the Supreme Court to overturn Proposition 8. And then Tuesday, as the lawyers took on the Defense of Marriage Act, Beyonce posted something to her Instagram, and it took off like wildfire after that. I was watching a teenager that I know, his Facebook page, and literally by 12 o'clock that morning, most of his friends had changed their ID pictures on Facebook to the pink and red equal symbol to signal their support.
Is this the new, I guess, protest sign, except you hold it up on Facebook instead of out on the street?
Well, it's interesting because changing your avatar on Facebook or Twitter is a pretty simple thing to do. It's a couple of keystrokes. Not nearly as uncomfortable as sitting down at a lunch counter during the civil rights movement or standing up to a hostile crowd in some other form of protest.
Kelly, some journalists took some heat for changing their profile pictures to this red human rights symbol. Did they cross a line, do you think?
Well, some of them did. Some of them got into a little bit of trouble with their bosses. In most traditional newsrooms, you are not supposed to take a political stand. And some people see putting up the equality sign as taking a political stance. Other people will defend that on behalf of journalists as taking a stance for a civil rights issue or a human rights issue, which is different than a political statement. So it really depends on whether you see this as a human rights issue or as a political issue.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, you see any other trends coming here in these Facebook picture protests?
Well, you know, the new thing coming down the pike here, you might have noticed it, is for everyone to change their avatar to the symbol for Florida Gulf Coast University in support of that very tiny, unheard-of university that is now in the Sweet 16 in the March Madness basketball tournament.
That's not going to make Florida fans real happy.
No, but I wonder if it'll change the outcome.